This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Cal OSHA cites farms after shootings. Feds fund Valley Water Plan. And historic broadband funding is released. Cal OSHA cites employers tied to Half Moon Bay shootings. In January, a farm worker killed 7 people at 2 mushroom farms and later said bullying and long work hours spurred him to carry out the shootings. On Monday, Cal OSHA cited the 2 employers for workplace violence. The investigation found dozens of violations, including one for not alerting employees of an active shooter. Both employers failed to assess the threat of workplace violence and lack permits for farm worker housing. California Terra Garden faces penalties up to $114,000, while Cal OSHA is proposing $52,000 for Concord Farms. Feds help water blueprint to boost valley supply. The Bureau of Reclamation has provided seed money to develop a unified water management plan for the San Joaquin Valley. The agency has awarded $1 million to the Water Blueprint Coalition and the California Water Institute at Fresno State. Laura Ramos, who's leading the institute, said the 2-year project will leverage information from cities, counties, and groundwater sustainability agencies to evaluate needs and build connections. Ramos said, quote, being able to take a look at the entire area will give us a really good visual of what the San Joaquin Valley needs. The study will examine water supply, quality, conveyance, conservation, and flood control. Historic broadband funding released. The Biden administration has released a historic amount of funding to fill gaps in broadband service across the country. The $42.5 billion that was provided by the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law of 2021 is being routed through state agencies to decide where it should be allocated. Texas is getting the biggest share at $3.3 billion. It's followed by California at nearly $1.9 billion, Missouri's at $1.7 billion, Michigan getting $1.6 billion. The money will be used to build or upgrade broadband networks to ensure universal high-speed service. This is a watershed moment for millions of people across America who lack access to high-speed internet connection. Access to internet services is necessary for work, education, health care, and more, said Alan Davidson, the Commerce Department's Assistant Secretary for Communication and Information. House members look to Forest Service training program to bolster wildland firefighter workforce. 4 House members yesterday proposed a bill to allow the Agriculture Department to offer specialized wildland firefighting training to students at the agency's Job Corps Civilian Conservation Center. The bill, titled the Civilian Conservation Center Enhancement Act, also would provide the Forest Service with direct hire authority for graduates of CCC programs, allow the agency to pay CCC students for land improvement work, and require the agency to conduct an assessment of workforce needs at public land agencies and related industries. The bill includes a target of hiring 300 CCC graduates per year as wildland firefighters. The bill is sponsored by Representatives Andrea Salinas, Brett Guthrie of Kentucky, Chuck Edwards of North Carolina, and Van Hoyle of California. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. APHIS releases strategy for battling spotted lanternfly. The five-year strategy for battling spotted lanternfly, SLF, focuses on halting the expansion of the colorful pest in order to protect U.S. agriculture. After its first detection in eastern Pennsylvania in 2014, the lanternfly has spread to the District of Columbia and 13 more states: Connecticut, Delaware, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Rhode Island, Virginia, and West Virginia. Their strategy, released by the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, does not come with a price tag. It says the program seeks to leverage state, federal, and industry resources and funding to effectively limit the advancement of the SLF while distributing funding among the strategy's goals. 80% of funding would go for operations and implementation, 15% for research, and 5% for outreach, the strategy says. Monarch still deserves protection under Endangered Species Act, FWS says. The monarch butterfly is still considered a threatened enough by habitat loss and other factors to warrant official placement on the endangered species list, the Fish and Wildlife Service said in an annual notice on so-called candidate species. By putting it on the list, which would require federal agencies to take a heightened role in protecting the species, is still precluded by higher priority listing actions, the service said in a Federal Register notice published today. Threats to the monarch's continued existence include habitat loss and degradation, including the conversion of grasslands to agriculture, extensive herbicide and insecticide use, and logging and thinning at overwintering sites in Mexico, among other reasons, the service said. Well, here's today's He Said It. Many of us have spent tireless hours negotiating this bipartisan legislation. That Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia cheering the reintroduction of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act after two failed attempts. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.